You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it's like discovering a new kind of wash day.
You bet.
Now I use this same granulated soap for everything in my wash.
That's right.
Now I can wash my rayon slips with this same soap that gets my towel so white.
Absolutely.
Say, what are you two talking about? Let me in on this.
Oh, excuse us. Why, this lady was just showing her enthusiasm about Dove, Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap.
Yes, haven't you heard about Dove? It does all three kinds of wash.
You mean towels and work clothes and colored things?
Yes, and not only your colored washables, but your pretty rayon slips and dresses.
My, I can't imagine this one soap doing all that.
Well, Dove is different. It's actually safer for those pretty rayons. Why, I get lots more wear out of my colored washables now that I do them with Dove.
That's right, because with Dove, their colors stay looking fresh and bright far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And just think how important that is in wartime. Because now you want clothes to last longer.
Yes, and that's not all that's wonderful about Dove. You should see how clean it gets those greasy black work shirts.
Well, I have a heap of dirty towels to wash.
Now, don't you worry. Dove will get them dazzling white. And you won't have to wear yourself out scrubbing either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dove.
They'll have to be mighty white to suit me.
Well, I'm fussy, too. But I've never used a soap that gives me whiter washes than Dove.
Why, of course you haven't. Washings don't come any whiter than Dove's, does them? Just try it. You'll find Dove's is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for D-U-Z, Dove's, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove's do everything. And now the Goldbergs. It's getting late at the Goldbergs. The family is still up, waiting for Emma's return. This girl whom Molly befriended seems to be repaying her benefactors in a strange manner. Oddly enough, everyone thinks it's Mikey whom Emma has captured. Mikey, the boy whom Rosie loves. And Sammy is getting more and more disturbed as he sees his family suspect his friend and not himself. For the real victim is Sammy, who has lost all the will to resist the curious, self-seeking girl who has plunged into his heart and captured it. The telephone rings.
Hello? Yes? Well, this is Sammy. No, they're not back yet. No. Well, it's about time they were. All right.
Who is it, Sammy?
Mary Foote. Rosie, I have to talk to you.
Who was it?
It was Mary Foote, Ma.
Oh, Mary Foote, what did she want?
What did she want, Sammy?
Who was it?
Mary Foote.
What did she want?
What did she want, Sammy?
She wanted to know if Emma and Bruce were here.
You told her?
Mm-hmm.
What did you tell her?
Well, I told her no. What could I tell her? They're not here. Not back yet. They're still out riding.
No, it's not so extremely late yet. Not so extremely. You going to bed, Rosalie?
I thought you wanted to play cards, Rosie.
Well, only one game, Sammy.
All right, one game.
Where's Mikey?
Upstairs.
Mikey went to bed?
I think so.
Didn't he say goodnight to you, Rosalie?
Yes, of course.
Maybe you make a cup of coffee, Molly?
Jake, don't start.
Help Mama, Rosie.
Jake, it's not too late for coffee at this hour.
What are you afraid of, Molly? I can have a word with my son privately, no?
Come, Rosalie.
All right. Come, I didn't try to
call. Sit down, Sammy.
Some other time, Pa, please.
This is the time.
All right, Pa, if you know, you know.
I'm not sure. That's why I want to ask you.
Yes?
What's going on with Emma?
I don't know, Paul.
Is Mikey...
Mikey?
So infatuated with Emma that you...
Certainly not, Paul.
Don't protect him, Sammy.
I'm not.
Things happen, so if so...
It isn't so, Pa. It's not...
I didn't make fresh coffee.
Rosie, don't have to know, Sammy.
I got it.
Here, dear. I spilled you also, Sammy.
Sugar?
Here, Pa.
Spoon for Papa, dear.
Thank you.
Get the cards, Rosie.
All right.
Molly.
Yeah?
My advice to you would be...
Yes?
Here are the cards, Sammy.
Yes, Jake?
Em and Bruce wouldn't have to be engaged very long if they take a fancy to each other.
Well, pick up the cards, Rosie.
If they take a fancy to each other,
you
yes.
You deal, Sammy.
Oh.
How much longer has Mikey got on his furlough?
I don't know.
You don't know neither, Molly?
No.
Then ask him.
I will.
Why, Pa?
Rosie, throw out a card.
Ready, plank? Gin?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see your hand, Rosalie.
Yeah.
So? No, I wouldn't, Rosalie.
Oh, Ma.
Not that much.
This one.
Now, Rosie, throw out any
card. That's the one.
Yeah.
Let me see. Sally, let me see you.
Mom and Johnny.
Let me play.
Can't
look at both hands. I wouldn't say a word. Let me see again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why, foolish.
Please. Mom, please. You can't enjoy the game.
All right.
Will somebody tell me, please, why I'm sitting up at this hour, please?
It's late, darling. It's late. I'm surprised Bruce Handley should be out so late. He has his cows to chore in the a.m.
The later, the better.
What do you mean?
Well, it's self-evident what I mean, oh.
You're finished with your coffee, Jay?
I am.
So go up, dear darling, if you're tired. Go, no. I'll be right up.
All right. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Pa.
Rosalie, take in the cups, yes, dear? Go, I'll deal you a minute.
All right.
I'll deal you.
All right.
Just a minute, dear. What did Papa say? Me, you can tell, Sammy. Not for nothing are you upset, Sammy. And not for nothing you and Mikey... Mikey will get over it.
Ma, listen.
Shut up, Rosie. If you're going up, will you put an extra blanket on my bed, please?
Yeah, I will, dear. I will, my darling. All right, Rosalie, darling, who loves you, huh?
Nobody.
Nobody. Mama not and Papa not and Samuel not.
We'll need some extra blankets, Molly.
I'm coming, dear. I'm coming. Good night, Rosalie, darling.
Good night, Mama.
Let me see a nice face, a smiley face. Good night, darling. Good night, Samuel.
Good night.
I think I put an extra blanket,
Rosie.
I know, Sammy. I know everything.
No, you don't, Rosie. You don't. You just think you do. It's not Mikey, Rosie. It's me.
Sammy, you don't have
Rosie,
to...
Rosie, will you please let me talk?
You don't have to, Sammy. Please. I know how these things can happen. I'm not a baby anymore. Emma's attractive. Even Bruce Handling has things, so if...
Rosie...
Please don't defend Mikey, Sammy. If
you're wrong, Rosie. Why can't it be me, not Mikey? It's me, Rosie, me. Why do you think I'm waiting up? Well, why do you...
All right, Sammy. Thanks, darling. I love you for what you're trying to do, but...
Stella? Mikey, I want you to tell Rosie the truth.
Please, I'm not blind. I know the truth. Couldn't I?
Rosie.
Please,
Rosie.
Couldn't I? Oops. You're hurting my arm,
Let
Sammy.
Her alone, Sammy. Good night, Rosie.
I'm glad, Mikey, that at least you're not denying it. Good night.
What's the big idea, Mikey?
What idea?
Playing Sir Galahad to defend me.
Oh, no, not me, Sammy.
You're making everyone think it's you who's in love with Emma. I told Rosie the truth, she wouldn't believe me.
Well?
Why hurt Rosie just because of me? If I like Emma, why should you care?
I did, but I don't now. I don't care whether you like her or not.
Then why hurt Rosie?
I'm not trying to hurt Rosie. After all, she's young and... You know, I'm no longer just Mikey Bloom. I'm Sergeant Mikey Bloom. I'll soon be leaving again. Rosie's too young and too swell a girl to be sitting around waiting for me. I'd just like her to forget me, that's all.
I don't believe it.
Suit yourself. I'm just saying that all's fair in love and war, and this is war, Sammy.
You can't make me believe that you like Emma.
Who said I liked her? Yeah, she's quite attractive. In fact, she's very pretty. Most of all, she's the kind of a girl who goes for a guy if he goes for her. Just the way she's gone for you.
You can't fool me, Mikey.
You're just blind, Sammy, that's all. See, I've thought this thing through. I'm going to have my last fling just the way you are. And I figure I might as well...
She's not like that.
She's like flypaper, Sammy. And just because you're caught, you think you've gone there under your own steam. But let me tell you, she'll catch any fly that comes along. Can't you hear me, Buzz?
Mikey may be playing Sir Galahad, as Sammy said. But it's too easy with a girl like Emma to start in by pretending to like her and to end up along with the others who are really caught, as Sammy is. Say, here's something that puzzles me. Why do some of you still bother with those halfway soaps for dishes? I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on safety for your hands. You see, such halfway soaps are out of date now that New Does is here. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. In fact, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands the extra gentle care you get with Does. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet this same Does speeds through dishwashing as fast as the fastest soap you've ever used. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Try it tonight, and let those whirlwind suds tell you how different Does is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Mikey's strange actions begin to have their effect, mostly on Rosie. And Emma's return from the ride takes on a new, dramatic importance. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.